Well, a hog might have here, or an elephant.
Tusk.
What would you call, maybe on a toothbrush, the stiff hairs? Or any kind of brush, I guess. These kind of stiff hairs that you use to brush. the stiff hairs on a... Or sometimes when you see a cat, if a cat gets scared, you might say the cat...
Bristled.
What kind of, what would you call the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned? You might say the calf began to...
Bella?
What would a gentle noise be that a cow might make during feeding time?
Moo, moo.
And horses would...
Sigh.
You've got horses and mules and cows and so forth. When they're getting hungry, you might have to go out and
feed them.
If you're going to feed the hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, would you have a name for them all? You might say you're going out to feed
a flock.
A hen that sits on a nest of eggs is called a
setting hen.
A place where chickens live would be a
chicken house.
Is there a way you can get good luck from after you eat a chicken?
The breastbone. Split it in half. You can split it in half. And one gets the largest size. This one gets the good luck.
Would you ever hear of people putting the breastbone over a door or anything like that? Do you ever remember any kind of home remedies for different kinds of ailments and things like
that? Well, for a cut, some people put a piece of fat lean pork on it and bind it up. A mercury chrome or different kind of things you get out of the drugstore, but that's the homemade thing I know of. I'm hoarse today.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was a little bit from yesterday.
It's the weather, I think.
I know when it's humid like this, my hair always curls up. Mm-hmm. I haven't noticed.
You've got beautiful hair.
Thank you.
I'm glad you keep it beautiful. So many of you know have beautiful hair like that, mm-hmm. And it's down to there. It doesn't look good. Of course, that's just an idea because long years ago, men wore their hair long.
Yeah, it was quite a while back.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call the inside parts of a chicken that you might eat?
You can eat the liver and the gizzard and the heart.
What would you call the part that might be eaten and sometimes sausages might be stuffed in?
The entrance.
And what would you call this, if it were made from a hog, what would you call that?
Entrance.
How would you, what kinds of calls would you use for a cow? If you had to call him yourself, you might
call a cow.
Or if you had to call a pig, how would you call them?